And there were several others, were there not?
I think there were.
And I just wondered if you knew whether Gus Shaw, perhaps through his labor connections around the country, had helped sort of orchestrate this thing, or whether his activity was limited.
I really don't know. That's a good question. I didn't know how they came about. To my way of thinking, if you look at the interest in that subject, even after the 1890 census and the 1900 in Michigan, when there was no Michigan AFL-CIO, there was no Gus Shaw, there was nobody, I think people have had a long interest in the apportionment of legislatures. Of course, as you know, the lower house of Congress is supposed to be apportioned on the basis of population, but rarely was. There was a decision of the U.S. Supreme Court reiterated that requirement, which is clearly in the U.S. Constitution, that it be apportioned on the basis of population. And I think they had to go to court even to get the legislatures to apportion it reasonably on the basis of population, because it's always gerrymandered.
Did not the Michigan Constitution have a requirement in it, the one from 1908 or 1901 or whatever?
1908 was,
did it not have a requirement that there should be a legislative apportionment after each federal census, and that this was ignored, as it was ignored similar provisions?
I don't know, but I take your research on that. I don't recall. I wouldn't doubt that.
And I can...
it would be a logical thing to require.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the 40s, I think, there was a case in which, where people were agitated in, I think, in Illinois, for that matter, because there had been no obedience to a constitutional provision on apportionment by the legislature, that it went to the United States Supreme Court, and it was a close vote, and I remember Felix Frankfurter was quoted thereafter as saying that it was a political thicket, that the Supreme Court should not attempt to, it was a political question rather than a
justiciable question.
And this was what was overturned by Baker versus Carr.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't stop there. Were you on the court when the principle of one person, one vote was applied on the county level?
No, I left the court at the end of 1966, having been defeated in the general election of November 1966, and so I was out of office the first day of January 67.
You did serve out your term, though. There was some speculation, was there not, that you might